Hi, baddies. Welcome back to Husky Happenings on WHUS Stores. It's Sosha, and I'm here with...
This is Andrew.
Oh!
And today we have a guest of ours, Miss Abby herself.
Hey,
Abby,
guys. Hey, my name's Abby.
Yes. She's a close friend of ours, and we are so excited to have Husky Happenings episode...
Episode 2 with guest number 2.
And today our episode is about Thanksgiving, the goods, the bads.
The worst holiday ever.
No, you guys must not be Big Macs then, because...
No, I don't like the food, it's so bad.
Okay, my family goes like off, we don't really do the menu, because we don't eat turkey, we eat...
The menu?
We eat ham, and then...
That's weird, I never heard of that until like 5 people told me they don't eat turkey.
I don't like turkey, turkey's too dry for me.
I don't like turkey, I don't like stuffing, I don't like mashed potatoes.
So what do you eat? Give us like
what do you eat?
What's your Thanksgiving meal?
Wait, actually, I lied. I do like stuffing, I do like mashed, I name the stuff that I do like.
I've been seeing you eating mashed potatoes at the dining hall.
Okay, but those are good mashed potatoes.
No, bro, they're not. I'm calling you out.
No, but they're different, like... My grandma's mashed potatoes are like the powdered ones.
Oh, those aren't good.
Yeah, exactly.
They had them at Towers once, and I literally died.
Okay, wait, this is what I eat. I eat the... Sometimes we have like a vegetable, so like broccoli, and then I have mashed potatoes, and then I have stuffing, and then I have bread. And I normally just eat all the appetizers.
That's real.
I fuel up on the appetizers, so I don't have to eat dinner.
That's actually really valid. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I fill up on both the appetizer and dinner. So, because we always have cheese and crackers and these really good like crackers with like I don't know how to explain, but they're really good. Shrimp cocktail.
Right, Andrew, do you have on Thanksgiving?
No, stop. All right. We have my turkey. I have turkey stuffing. Mashed potatoes, green beans, turnip, butternut squash, mashed butternut squash.
What's turnip?
I don't know. My sister usually eats it. It's like a thing.
Wow.
You know what a turnip is?
Turnip is like it comes from like the. It's like a beet.
Oh, I thought it was an onion.
Yeah, no,
it's
no.
It's close to an onion. It's like in between an onion and a beet.
Wait, have you ever watched Tinkerbell?
Okay, so
they have turnips in Tinkerbell.
The show or the movie?
The movie.
Which one?
I don't know. It just reminds me of Tinkerbell. You know, like when just something reminds you of something.
It's an acquired taste. I don't usually eat it, but my sister does.
Really?
And my mom does. And then we have like this really good cinnamon bread that my aunt makes.
Mm.
And then
Auntie cooks the cinnamon bread.
No, like when I tell you we chef it up, because my sister and I usually go to my grandparents the day before, and we help her cook the stuff and get it ready.
Aww. That's cute.
And then,
sweet.
And we'd be chefing it up. Like, I could, like, you see those TikToks where it's, like, weigh-ins before Thanksgiving feast versus after?
No.
Okay, so never mind. But, like, I'm oh my god, I can't wait.
Andrew. What's going on, guys?
Well, so, for mine, usually we go to my grandparents and some of their food's not too good, but like we always have ham and turkey if whoever wants either. We have
bro, who's texting you over there?
Sorry, it's about the room check.
Room check.
Mashed potatoes always a go, green beans, corn, but low-key
corn.
The last two like Thanksgivings, my sister and I actually had to miss one because I was pet sitting my friend's dog, and I was gonna go. I'm like, Mom, I'm not really feeling it. I don't really want to go. And she's like, that's okay. But like, that means this year, like, I have to go. I'm like obliged to go. Which like,
what do you mean? You just sat at home on Thanksgiving.
You didn't want to go.
That's kind of sad. I'm sorry. Are you okay?
My Thanksgiving. No, I was with my sister. And
Andrew, don't cry on the podcast.
Oh my god, Andrew's getting emotional.
No.
Stop crying.
I hate you all. Abby's officially canceled.
I've been canceled. Zosha's been canceled.
No,
though.
I could never be canceled. I love Thanksgiving, and plus, like, then I get to see, because all my cousins kind of go to different schools too. So I don't usually see them as much during the year. But one of my cousins, she goes to school in the UK. So they don't have Thanksgiving there, and I don't get to see her, which I'm so sad.
Wait, where does she go to school?
University of York.
What?
York.
New York?
York.
Oh, that's stupid.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Is she smart or something? Like, why is she in the UK?
Because she liked it there. I don't know.
She probably didn't like you, so she moved across the
no,
world.
No, she would never. She's would my line that. Dancing partner, so.
Oh.
Line dancing.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, I guess I keep touching the microphone.
But, do you guys have any, like, family drama that goes down? My family, it's never drama, because, like, usually it's, like, six or seven people.
Mm-hmm.
But they always bring up politics, and they always bring up, like, the economy. And that shit, that stuff is, like, boring to me. Because, like, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Agreed.
Oh.
Wait, I have... This is what my mom, because we're hosting Thanksgiving this year, and this is what my mom sent to the group family group chat this year.
Oh, you're hosting at your house? You usually switch around? Who hosts?
No, but it's just like a lot of my family is coming this year, so so she had to emphasize something. You want to hear?
Yeah.
I did want to emphasize that during the holiday, we really don't want any political conversation. If this is too hard or something you really want to do, we ask that you not come.
Oh,
we want
shoot.
A peaceful day to celebrate family and the kids. We completely understand if you can't come because this is something you would like the freedoms to discuss. There will be no insult if you don't attend.
Damn.
No, because literally there's been crying battles and, like, yelling battles in my family.
It's really? Always crazy because it's always the worst. My sisters always, like, catfight. They're, like, never nice to each other on... They're, like, nice to each other on their own, but, like, when the family comes into it,
mm-hmm.
they, like, it's like they fight to be, like, the perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect, and, like, oh, my God, they're always fighting.
Yeah. 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 And it's hard because my parents are, like, my family has a totally different political view than my mom's grandparents. And I'm, like, they're, yeah. Oh. So, like, it's not good. It's not good at all.
Yeah. I don't relate, but guys, let's let's just say PSA: keep politics out of your Thanksgiving this year.
No, because it really shouldn't be about that.
No, it's about being thankful for your family. Thankful. Why, like, you know?
Yeah, I don't even get how it comes up most of the time. I feel like people just bring it up to, like, once people start getting drunk, then they're like, I don't know, I don't understand how it comes up, because when we talk, it doesn't come up.
Exactly.
Like when we're like. You know?
Here are some good conversation points.
Mm.
So, like, everyone listening,
mm-hmm.
like, we're all in college, so this is, like, your, like, first big break.
Mm.
So I guess just, like, talk about, like, what you did, you know, what's happened over the semester.
Yeah. Your friends. Maybe you got no friends, like Zosha. what are some other good conversation points?
I don't know, it's like, it's starting to snow, so like...
Oh, I can't wait till it snows.
No, it's not.
Look, yeah, what?
No, Andrew, you're
in
such a liar, bro.
In Michigan it is.
It is,
my
can
friend,
I...
Bro, here it's 50 degrees.
I know, that is bad.
Yeah.
Global warming, make sure to recycle it all.
Please, please snow after Thanksgiving.
Why?
Because I just want it to be aesthetic.
What if our exams get canceled? That'd be good.
They definitely
would
will.
Not get canceled.
Yeah.
That's so stupid.
And then if they can't, they would move them back or something, and then we'd have no break.
I know,
but I just want to snow because I keep seeing it on TikTok.
Am I not allowed to burp either on the podcast?
No, you can burp. Just try,
this is a professional podcast. So we're going to clip out a few of these. But, I don't know what I was going to say.
And also, Zosha is like the known burper. She like goes like,
yeah, she burps.
Oh, and then blames
never.
On Andrew.
Oh, and make sure, also, at your Thanksgiving dinner, no matter what, just try to keep some etiquette.
What the fuck?
Try to keep some etiquette. Don't be burping.
Table manners, please.
Did your parents, like, my parents, when I was younger, to, like, make me, like, she keeps playing with the mic.
I'm trying to fix it.
So sure it's loud.
My parents. Yeah, it was just such. My parents, when we were younger, they would like yell at me. Like they would like, if my elbows were on the table, they would hit me with a knife on my elbows to like put my hands like this.
My dad was so serious about etiquette.
And then if I didn't have my napkin on my lap, then that's rude as well. If I didn't like,
I went to a country club, so like I had to like.
Yeah, I have to keep my head up. I have to keep my, and I can only use one hand. So like, I can't have two hands on the table. I have to keep one hand on the table.
I never heard of that.
Well,
actually, I have, but like, not when.
Why are you laughing, Adriana?
Like, I mean, like when I was little, I was like,
bro, why are you on Instagram?
Because I'm trying to show you a picture of. I can't find it. No, I was trying to find a picture to show of me when I was little at Thanksgiving dinner. Because both my elbows were on the table.
Bye, Adriana. I don't see it. Our friend Adriana.
This is me at Christmas when I was little.
Which one are you?
Thanksgiving.
Oh my god, are you the one with big...
Wait, can I see?
You look like Casper the Ghost.
Oh my god. That's brutal.
That's uncalled for.
That's literally brutal.
No, but I think... I don't know. Thanksgiving, this is wrong, but I never really look forward to Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's kind of like an excuse for my parents to, like, drag me to the car and, like...
Yeah.
But Christmas, on the other hand, or, like, winter holidays, love.
I don't know what it is, but, like, holidays make me tired. Like...
Oh, my God. I always take a fat nap on the couch while I'm there.
Like, at, like, 12 o'clock, I literally, like, I'm so tired, and it's not even because I wake up early.
12 a.m. or p.m.?
P.m. Like, middle of the day. Like, I wake up at, like, 9, and then I'm with my family. And then once we start getting ready, I get so tired, and I'm, I don't know. Is it just a me thing, or you guys feel that, too?
Well, no, but I get tired after I eat.
Yeah. Boredom. But I'm not bored. My family come, my cousins come. Bored. Oh, yeah. It depends who's coming.
Entertaining.
It's usually, like, the only, like, people my age are just my siblings, and they're always on their phone.
Why do you have like cousins or do you have
cousins,
a big family?
Not really. My cousins, they have like their own Thanksgiving since they live kind of far. So like, we always go to my grandparents and like, yeah, we talk. But I mean, so they live in the same city. I don't know if they have like beef or whatever, but they always have like separate Thanksgivings. So we always go to my grandparents first.
Well, I feel like that's usual.
Yeah. We always go to my grandparents first and then we go to the others for like a little bit. And they're, like, the ones who always put on, like, the football games, like, loud talk.
Mm.
And then it always, like, follows that. It's, like, those two. And then, like, we get ready for Black Friday. My siblings love Black Friday. That's, like, their favorite holiday.
I've never been Black Friday shopping. But I might have to go this year. I don't know. I usually am, like, busy after.
I'm never a shop. I'm not a shopper, so my mom makes me go. Like, because I just don't like shopping.
Really?
Yeah, I hate it.
I kind of am liking it a little more. But still, like, if I'm in a store more than, like, 20 minutes, I'm like, can I get out?
Really? It depends if it's, like, a good store.
I know, if it's a good store, then sure.
TJ Maxx, I could be in there for so long.
Okay. So, yeah. I just want to know what I'm allowed to say on the podcast.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like if it's a store I like, I can be there long.
But... Like what?
TJ Maxx.
Urban.
I like Urban.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Urban is so expensive.
It is expensive. That's the only thing.
Literally a tank top there that could be worth $5 is like close to $50. And I'm like, there's no way I'm ever stepping into this store. Like,
that's like indie heaven though.
Yeah. No, yeah. They have really good stuff, but I just like
isn't
can't
it
see
like
myself.
You're indie, doesn't that mean you're like trying to like thrift, like why would you get
yeah exactly that's why I just go thrifting.
Yeah, like they would go to Goodwill first though,
but it's just hard. It's just hard to get all the
Goodwill has no fire.
No, I
sometimes it, like
it's like a hitter. You only find stuff when you're not looking.
That's like the guys, that's the magic of thrifting. You just like you'll go in and you'll think, oh, I'm probably not gonna find anything, and then you find like five things, really good things, and then the next thing time you go you won't find anything. That's, like, the joy of it.
If you're looking for something specific, you won't find it.
It's adrenaline.
You have to go into
it. I want the bins, though.
The bins are...
I can never do the bins. Those are disgusting.
It's a little messy.
Yeah, but you have to wear like a hazmat suit, and then you're.
No, but that's like the best place because it goes from the bins to the actual Goodwill stores. So the bins are like the first stop, like that's where all the good stuff is. But you just have to know like where.
Well,
to
just
find
throw
it.
Zoe shit in the bin. Imagine you would just suffocate.
You can like crawl around. With it.
Yeah, I'll get all the good stuff, and then you guys will be hating,
and you'll be diseased. There's someone outside the door.
Including, like wanting to get in.
I don't know.
No, it's fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the bins, whenever, I've been, like, 3 times, and don't get, there are, like, people waiting outside, or, like, not that's outside, so waiting much. By, because they do restocks every 30 minutes, and they wait, like, outside the bins every time, like, ready to, like, jump into them, like, can you?
Yeah,
chill? I just seen it on TikTok, I've never gone, but, like, there's one, like, kind of...
A TikTok.
What?
A TikTok.
Yeah, but there's one, like, not that far away from where I live. Like, when I say not that far, it's, like, an hour, but, like...
Wait, guys.
Mine's, like, 5 minutes away.
Can we jump holidays for a second?
Can we jump holidays?
Yeah, like, to like, Christmas break. Like, we don't have to talk about Christmas, but I just want to say... You guys better come to... You guys need
Can
to come
to
New York.
York City?
Yeah, that's... and then we'll go to New York City.
Abby, that is so far. Maybe I'll drive. That's even
no, that's like really far.
Yeah, I know. Okay, but not for you, Zosha.
Kind of is. Yeah.
No,
it's still like 3 hours.
Where would
no, it's not. It's 2 hours, and she already wants to go there.
I'll bring Abby. Yeah,
Abby can come.
Oh, I'm gonna bring Abby.
Abby can right come there. If she wants.
Yeah.
No. No, so maybe since all of you guys are in, like, maybe Chloe and I can link. Even though it's not even close.
That's yeah. Me so far.
Chloe's on literally.
Who lives in Michigan? Find Hold anyone, on. PSA. If you live in Michigan, Andrew's taking friend requests.
Okay, but you need to come up during the summer at least.
Yeah. Yeah. Summer.
Guys, can we go to Block
I
Island?
I
want to
do a road trip. What?
Oh, never mind.
Go where?
Block Island.
Block
you guys know what Block Island,
Island
is?
What's Block Island?
It's off Rhode Island. It's like an island. And, no, wow, it's like, I didn't. It's nice. No. I mean, like, it's low-key touristy now, but, like, it's nice to go for, like, the day.
We should go and, on like, a road trip. Nights.
Yeah.
We
trips
get
are fun, but I get angry on road trips.
Oh, so then you're not invited.
You in the trunk.
You're not invited.
I'm going to take you to the top of the roof.
Me, Zosha, and Nicole, we want to do a road trip.
To where, like?
Hiking.
Like an hour or what?
We should go to somewhere
no,
New
like
Hampshire
for like
or
a
Vermont,
week.
In Vermont or something.
Yeah, like you know, like New the strip of like, so we start in CT. Then go to New York. Then we go to
New York is down.
No, it's to the side. I looked it up.
Oh.
New York's.
Yeah, it's straight across. Yes, yeah, stupid. and then to New York because we need to go to the Catskills in New York. Have you ever heard of that?
No, you were telling me.
Yeah, it's just like a cliff jumping place, and that's so much fun.
No, but Loki, I do want to.
I think I've already been there.
Because I have nothing planned except working.
Can
I go to Florida?
You're going, bruh. Stop.
Yeah.
Christmas break.
Yeah.
Go to Florida.
And I'm literally coming back the day before my birthday, and I'm kind of mad about it because why couldn't we just stay there on my? Because they were like, we're either gonna leave on your birthday, so we'll be on a plane on your birthday. Or
oh,
the
yeah,
day before your birthday.
So, is this for your birthday?
No. It's because my family lives there.
Oh.
So, I don't know what we're going to do.
What are you going to do? Didn't you say you want to go to the Everglades?
I want to go to the Everglades. Yeah, I want to go to the Everglades, but I don't...
I feel like it's my birthday, so we have to go.
I want
to
see alligators.
Yeah, it'd be like my birthday.
Wait,
yeah.
What city is it?
Miami?
It's like close to Miami, yeah.
I want
to
go to Miami.
We out here
and
in Miami.
Yeah, they. Oh, I forgot what it's called, but something with palm.
Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I heard of it.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about it in the car, I think.
We were.
I don't know. I think so.
I don't think so.
Maybe not.
Have you ever watched Good Luck Charlie, the Christmas edition?
That's my favorite movie.
I think they go to Palm Springs. Oh, wait, they don't go to Florida.
They go to California.
No, they go to Florida.
No, they go to Arizona.
Wait, you just switched it up.
Yeah, I
no,
don't even know
doesn't
what you're talking about.
PJ and, like, the dad, they go to, like, a desert.
No, yeah, but it's because they ended up in the bad place, no?
They did not drive from Florida to Arizona. It was like they definitely went to California.
What? How are you going to California now?
Well, first of all, they live in Colorado, so.
Oh, they do.
Yeah. Have you guys ever watched National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation?
No, I've heard of it.
Oh my god, you guys are uncultured.
Uncultured.
You have to watch. I'm gonna kidnap you.
I'm surprised you watched that movie. You didn't watch any Disney movie.
Because I was watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
We should all watch it.
Palm Springs, California. That's where they went. That movie made me so sad.
Wait, what?
What is Good Luck Charlie?
You don't know Good Luck Charlie?
What? I've heard of it. I don't know what it is,
This is your own culture.
Yeah, the whole point of it is, like, this girl, and she's trying to document her life for her little sister. For when she grows up, it can be, like, a journal.
So sweet if you think about it.
It is really sweet. And Bridget Mendler is so successful.
Yeah.
That was, like, one of my favorite shows out of all of them. And in the movie, they're, like, going on vacation, but Teddy's, like, trying to be rebellious, so she leaves the flight. She leaves the airplane, and mom's like, what are you doing?
Oh,
and then the mom has to go
with her.
And then
she ruined Christmas.
Oh, yeah, and she's like, wow, mom, you think I ruined Christmas? Wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mom was kind of mean. She was like, well, Charlie, it's not my fault.
Christmas.
No, well, Teddy, it's not my fault. You're the one who ruined Christmas. And she's like, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Like, yes, you did.
That's sad.
You said it.
Yeah, it really broke my heart when that happened, and I cried.
But it all ended
It's very fun. Emotional. Movie.
You have to watch it.
Yeah.
No.
We should all watch it.
Yeah, that's like actually like one
okay,
of my
I'll watch
movies.
It if you guys
it's one of my favorite
National
movies too.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
So
I'll
now we have like
National
a bunch
Lampoon's
of movies that we have to watch.
European
now.
Vacation.
No, what? For Thanksgiving. Because Thanksgiving is coming up. Watch the
no one cares about Thanksgiving.
Watch the Good Luck Charlie Thanksgiving episode. Not Good Luck Charlie. Charlie Brown.
I love that one where they make like the no. It's so.
Which all of his friends come over.
Yeah.
And
oh, wait,
they have
I don't
it.
Think I've watched it.
On
I watched
pink,
it, but have
it.
You seen Charlie Brown's Christmas?
Yeah.
They eat it on the picnic table. They eat the feast. Snoopy makes the feast.
Doobie.
Snoopy.
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 I love Snoopy.
Snoopy's an icon.
Can we talk about sports?
So tell me why the tickets were so hard to get today, and then Sam's like, oh, I got them. Like, how'd you get it? Like, I was actually looking today and yesterday to get the tickets
we
for today.
Went
Wait, what tickets?
At 10:02
against,
when they were
against
all
Harley
long.
Dickinson.
Oh, yeah, you could buy them for like $7 today.
I'm not doing that.
Do I look like I have $7?
Are you going?
No, though, I'm taking a break from the game.
I used my last $3 to pie Juan in the face.
Oh, yeah. We can't even advertise that since it's over, but.
What? Oh. What? What can you advertise?
It was like, for, like, a club Juan's in. They're doing, like, pie to the face to raise
Oh,
funds.
Yeah, yeah. Did you guys watch it?
We did it.
I did it.
Oh, you got pied?
No, I pied his face.
Oh, how many times did he get pied?
A lot.
I feel like that would hurt.
It wasn't pie. It was shaving cream and he got it in his mouth.
Ew, why wouldn't they just do whipped cream?
I don't know. I felt so bad, but it was for a good cause, so I spent my $3.
Wait, where is it going? The Huskython?
It's either Huskython or the club.
Oh.
Yeah.
Also,
can they stop text?
Husky, just silence.
It's you, Andrew.
Well,
Andrew's texting.
Well, Huskython,
he doesn't care about the podcast.
So I didn't get a text from Andrew.
Oh, you're not in the
game. Far in advance, but I feel like it's so far ahead. Like, it's, like, end of March or April.
It is?
No, but you gotta get a lot of money. They get, like, a lot of money. Like,
wait, I thought you were supposed to raise money there.
Okay. I'll do the sticky
dance. I thought you were supposed to raise money there.
Well, yeah, you do what it says themselves.
You sure?
Abby, like, why are you such a negative Nancy?
Because I want to know where my money's going.
You didn't donate
your
yet.
Money, girl, I know you're gonna spend, like, $10.
$10 on what?
Huskython.
Oh, I didn't spend any money on it yet.
So what money?
No, I need to do research before I
donate money.
I'm
looking at the games, because...
Guys, women's basketball or men's basketball?
Both.
Men's.
But actually, both. I mean, women's has more hype, because...
No, men's does.
Men's number two, women's are number three, I think.
What are you talking about? No, women's
ranked.
Is number two.
Men's is number two, too.
So then we're both number two.
I didn't know that.
Is number one Duke?
For who?
Men's.
No, Duke lost to Kentucky.
They did.
Number one's, I think, Kansas.
Mm. Mm.
Purdue's, like, bad this year.
Yeah.
They lost to Marquette yesterday.
But it's also only, like, the first couple of games of the season.
Yeah, but it means, like, I don't know. Well, UConn, they played, like, no offense. I love UConn. I go here. But who have they played? Like, what is Texas A&M
Commerce?
No,
all the games coming up are, like, really good games.
No, after...
Today. After today.
No, after for men's, after yesterday's. They play Memphis, which...
Yeah. No, the women's basketball, they played against UNC.
And they won, yeah.
Yeah, which was crazy because...
They play Louisville coming up, too, I think.
Yeah.
And the men's play Gonzaga soon. That's going to be a
what
good game.
What is Gonzaga?
It's in, like, it's in, like, Utah.
I never heard of that.
No, I think it's in Utah. It's, like, by BYU and stuff. They play in the same conference.
I know it's the Mountain West.
Yeah, it's the Mount, yeah.
I never
heard
of that.
So, it wouldn't be in Washington, then.
I think it is.
What is?
Let me clock. No, I'm joking.
They're really good. Their basketball team's really good.
Gonzaga?
Yeah. Yeah. But I think the, I don't know. I think.
Spokane, Washington, clock.
Is it?
Well, wow. Yeah, because it's in, like, Mountain West, which is, like, yeah, it's right by Utah.
I really thought it was in Utah. I was thinking of BYU. I just thought BYU and Gonzaga are in the same place, honestly.
Have you seen that stuff on TikTok about BYU?
Which stuff?
Would you shake the bed for me?
That's wild.
What?
The Mormons.
Like $1 million?
Would you rather have one sip of alcohol?
Okay, half of that's a joke, though. But...
Oh. Or die. Die.
No, wait.
Or 1 minute with, what's his name? What's the guy's name? Like, the guy that they, like, idolize.
Joseph Smith.
Yeah, Joseph Smith. Like, would you rather have 1 minute with... One of my TAs, it went to BYU and was Mormon, and now he's gay.
Well, I think you can be gay and be Mormon.
He's no longer Mormon.
They might
and they will... No, that was, like, stupid. They literally, like, will, like... come after you if you're gay, and they'll be like, you're not actually gay. They'll send you to gay therapy.
Really? Do you guys know 8 Passengers?
Yes. Yes. Oh my
What's
god
that?
That's fat
it's
like tea.
It's a YouTube channel.
I used to watch them when I was little.
Yes.
He's kind of fine.
He's fine. And he got super muscular.
Oh, the girl, the oldest daughter, she's making a book about the whole thing.
As she should, though.
She'll make bank out of it after her mom did that.
I knew the lady was weird.
It gives off the same... Do you guys... You know Jeanette McCurdy? Like, Sam from iCarly?
Yeah.
You know how, like, she made a book?
Yeah.
Like, I read that, and it was so good. And it was, like, really, like, serious. I thought it was really, like... I thought it was really interesting, like, the stuff that went down.
Can she make a book of why she didn't get along with Ariana Grande?
I don't know why that was. I think it's just Ariana Grande was, like, really popping off then.
Yeah.
And, like, she got, like, special treatment on set.
Really? What is this, iCarly?
No, Sam and Cat.
She just said no.
After iCarly.
Was it? I thought it was at the same time. Oh, no,
it was
after.
It was after, because it was iCarly and Victorious. Like,
I thought Sam and Cat and Victorious were at the same time.
No, it was after both of them ended. And then
Sam
came from iCarly, Kat came from Victorious, and they merged.
That was such
a
great collab. That was amazing.
I think shows should do that more, where they, like, keep shows going, kind of. But,
yeah.
Like, change, like, don't have it be about iCarly, Victorious, but, like,
yeah.
Characters we know.
Yeah.
Because that will, like, increase, I guess, viewers, I don't know, audience.
How long have we been talking for?
30.
Okay, we can cut this part out, but should we do, like, the outro?
Soon. Maybe a little more. What?
I say nothing.
Zosha wants to leave, bro.
I don't.
Yeah, you've been saying your head hurts for the longest.
No, from these headphones.
That make them wider. You big head.
Do you guys know who Emergency Intercom is?
No.
Drew and Enya?
No.
Well, they're the podcasters I watch. And they're so funny. They're like us, but, like, it's actual, like, live. Or, like, not live. You can, like, see them.
Oh, I like those. What's your guys' favorite podcast?
It's definitely that. Or it's either...
Hot Mess. Hot Mess.
Wait, what is Hot Mess again?
Alex Earl.
She's funny.
Or Call Her Daddy.
Mine is,
I don't like her.
Mine is...
What's up, Daddy Gang?
Mine is, that one's, like, too, like, sexual, though.
Yeah, she kind
like,
of
I don't...
me out a little bit.
My favorite one is the one by Jake Shane.
Octopus talk or something.
Yeah. Oh, like therapussy.
Yeah, therapussy.
Therapus.
Yeah. Because when I was working over the summer, I worked at a pool as a pool attendant, and literally it was 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. And No, but I was just sitting there for 8 hours on end every single day, and I was so bored. And I was like, I was literally talking to myself, like, because no one was talking to me. And I'm like, I said to my parents, I can't do this anymore. They're like, you should listen to a podcast. And I'm like, you're right. And then I found, what's it called?
Therapist.
And literally, I would listen to two of his podcasts every single day, and really it literally, like, made me think, and then also, like, laugh, and then...
Big artists.
Which I didn't understand how he got them, because he's, like, not, like, that
He's known on TikTok and a little Instagram.
But I feel like he has connections with, like, people, like...
He has connections with, what's her name?
And he just, like, blew up.
Tana.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like canceled too. Cancel someone.
Oh yeah. Wait, what? Who does that one again?
Tana.
Tana and someone.
Brooke.
I don't watch that.
Brooke. I don't think.
What's the other girl's name? The one who with Alex Earl. It's
her sister?
Oh my god. No, something Tara Yummy. Tara Yummy does it with Tana.
She does. Oh, really? No, she doesn't.
She probably a guest. No, it's Brooke.
Yeah. Brooke Schofield. Yeah, who does, what is Trisha's called?
I love Trish.
Well, she used to have frenemies with, do you guys remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Ethan.
Yeah, wait, what happened with that?
I think they, fell apart.
Is this what's gonna happen to you guys?
Yeah.
Is there gonna be a huge fallout?
Yeah, the podcast is canceled.
You know what podcasts are also like? Emma Chamberlain's.
Where did she go?
Loki, yeah.
Okay, but she's, so real,
Can we find her?
Yeah.
But she's have you seen her with Mac Miller or so not Mac Miller. Oh, wait. Oh, that's embarrassing.
That's not.
What's his name? It's I'm Penelope.
So we have no clue what you're talking about.
I don't like no turn me on.
Lorraine, who?
Jack Harlow.
Yes.
Oh.
He looks like Mac Miller.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does.
No, because the vote. They did the Met Gala interviews two years in a row.
That's what. And I thought that was so was, funny.
She was flirting with him. She's like.
No, he was flirting
with
her.
Yeah.
It was both sides.
Okay, but he was with her.
Do
you remember when people called her unhygienic? That was crazy.
Why?
Because she would run bad.
She made a video one time, and she's like, guys, sometimes I skip my showers. And then her fans took that so far. Or, not even her fans. People on there were like, wow, she's nasty.
That's crazy.
Give that girl a break.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I think she's funny, and I think she's real.
Wasn't she in Sister Squad?
Yeah.
They're never going to come back.
But that was, peak.
They're never going to come back.
That was, peak.
What?
What? James Charles.
What?
Don't pick up the James Charles, he dances like this.
He does the hand thing.
James Charles dance
He goes like.
He's not the best dancer.
He's not the best singer either. You remember he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now he's kind of good.
Talking about Thanksgiving.
He's kind of good now.
Because he's gotten that's the thing. When you're in Hollywood,
you can get voice lessons.
You're going to get voice lessons. You have to buy coaches.
Wait. So that's it for today's episode. We hope you enjoy. And this is Zosha and Andrew and Abby on WHOS Stores Husky Happenings signing out.
Yes. Ooh. See you at WHOS Stores. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys. Whoa. Thanks for having me.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.